Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We were doing the microphone dance.
I didn't know what.
We couldn't hit Jay's button yet because he was on one.
I hit it because I thought he was done, and then he continued. And I was like, oh, wait, hold on.
That is not for public consumption. That is not.
No.
So 402-464-5685, call now, Honda Lincoln Highline. Nick has trivia, 15 mm-hmm. bucks for Upside Bar and Lounge.
Here we go.
You win.
Here
if you can answer
we go.
This
let me hear it.
Question.
All right, we want to bring in Troy first or not?
Bring him in. All right.
Troy, what's up? You there, man?
I am here, ready to go.
All right, Troy, I need to know who is the leading rusher for the Los Angeles Rams.
Dang, Nick.
7 seconds.
He went hard.
I got a guess, but
Eric Dickerson.
I think he meant currently.
Currently.
You know what? Currently. I'll give you
6 more seconds.
Yeah, 6 seconds here. We'll do that.
Oh, no, you can buzz me out.
All right, Troy.
I hear you, Troy. Hey, Troy, Eric Dickerson, that's my favorite running back right there, boy.
All right.
E.D.
Goggles.
Do you have an idea?
Sony Michel?
That's he does play for the Rams.
He's not here?
I can't. We still got time left in this segment.
Okay.
Can you think of another Rams running back?
Yes. You wanted me to say it again?
Short.
I know who I'm going to say if it's not him.
Short. And if you were asking the all-time, he would have been wrong because it's not Eric Dickerson. Dickerson is not the leading all-time rusher.
It's probably like Marshall Falk, right? Who is it? Wendell Tyler?
Dreadlock.
Oh, Steven Jackson, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's crazy how great he was, and you just kind of just – but Eric Dickerson was that – hey, Steven Jackson, I love you, man. Eric Dickerson, that dude. I don't care if you're the leading rusher of all time in NFL history. Eric Dickerson is that dude.
Smooth. Except for Daryl Green ran him down.
It don't matter.
Daryl Green was like,
it don't
come
matter.
Come here, Eric Dickerson.
He had an angle. I don't care. Eric Dickerson was that dude, man.
All right. I don't know who this is. Let's bring him in.
Oh, he bailed.
All right. We got another one here.
Here we go.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Augie.
Augie?
Yeah.
All right, Augie. I need the leading rusher for the Kansas City Chiefs this season.
For the Chiefs?
Yes.
Be Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
That's tough because he's only played 10 games. Yeah.
He's horrible nice job, on fantasy. Augie.
Yeah, because he misses time, and then he has this big night, and then you just go. Oh,
then he got put. Then he got put to sleep. That shoulder got put to sleep. Go sleep.
Yeah. There's that. So a thing jumped across my feed today. Okay, so Iowa State is playing Clemson.
Yeah.
And it's Cheez-It Bowl.
I'd love that bowl because I love Cheez-Its.
Oh man, you know you in the goodie bag.
Yeah.
In the swag bag.
I'm stealing everybody's Cheez-Its.
It's
and watching cats be mad too,
right? Like you dig in. There's a coach that I used to get to fly with that had his own goodie bag on every, like, so when you went on the charter, he had his own goodie bag,
right?
And he would always have the same things on the plane,
right?
And he always wanted cheese covered popcorn. He wanted cheese flavored popcorn. Yeah. He wanted pretzels, and he wanted regular M&Ms.
Yeah, he's high maintenance.
But it was on every flight, no matter what. Right. Like, whenever you jumped on, like, you knew this was going to be it. And then he was a McDonald's cheeseburger dude.
Oh, you're trying to have bubble guts, too.
Oh. So, you can probably figure out who it was. Yeah, that's a thing. But we figured this out, that I
fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
State playing in this bowl game today is playing in its fifth consecutive bowl game.
Right. Okay.
What is going on, Jay Foreman?
Is this Freaky Friday? Clemson got a white running back. This homeboy, he getting busy.
You don't know he white. He just tan.
Nah. His last name is Shipley. He cold blooded though.
No, they nice. Nick, say the quarterback's name for us.
DJ Uiagalelei.
Is that his name for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say it correctly?
Yeah, he did. He nailed it. That's what I just like hearing Nick pull that out.
There it is, Nick. They talking about he's gonna be in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Why? Don't just stay there. Just stay there.
Iowa State trying to come downhill. Homeboy hitting with his eyes closed.
Okay, and can we say publicly that Iowa State's uniforms are the worst?
I would be so mad if that's what I'm wearing in my last college football
game. Yeah. Those are awful.
They're hard to watch move around.
Yeah. That is awful.
Why couldn't we wear black or something?
Nobody looks good in that.
Yeah.
The black ones with white pants or something.
Nobody looks good in that.
I don't mind the helmets, but the color. And then you have the orange Cheez-It logo.
Well, go back to the gold pants. Go back to the yellow pants.
That's a good idea.
Or the yellow helmet, but you can't, that.
They look like.
It looks like the freshman football team.
Yeah, they look like diarrhea.
Ooh, yeah, misdirection.
It looks like the freshman football team. So when did Freaky Friday? What do we? How did they cure you and Freaky Friday? Where the mom and the daughter get a spell cast and they go back and forth, and the mom becomes the daughter and vice versa. Can we find out what they did to reverse that so that Nebraska and Iowa State can go back to their usual state? Can we?
Oh, so when the Iowa State is garbage?
Yeah.
Nebraska's good? Yeah.
Yeah. Can we? What do we have to do to make that happen? Like, we need
to. I don't
know. We need to work on that. Nick, can you find that out at the break?
Hey, we close, though.
We're close. How many wins does that say they had, Nick?
They got three, but they close, though, man. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm telling you this right now. Nebraska's close. Here's what's going to be really the biggest deal is if guys can really step up. And I'm telling you, man,
he got some brown in his face.
No, he don't.
No way. He's got the tool hairdo.
That dude right there went to Pius the 10th.
Hey, but. He's quite the football player.
Hey, I'm giving him respect.
That is hilarious.
Hey, let me tell you something. He went to Pius the 10th.
Let me ask you this real quick. We were talking about records. Are you happy with a 7-5 record?
Right now? If Nebraska was 7-5, of course. We 3-9. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I wouldn't be like elated, but 7-5 versus 3-9 being – if Nebraska was playing against Clemson right now, I'd be –
Oh, we'd be giddy.
I mean, you're asking a question. You know giddy. That. I mean, here's what people. If you think it's gonna go from 3-9 to 13-0 or whatever, you got to get somewhere in between. Okay. You got to show progress. Okay. What we need to start doing. The biggest thing is like, who is really actually going to be a leader on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, 5 o'clock. We can ask that question. We'll let
who are you gonna ask?
We're gonna let Jay. We're gonna ask you.
We're gonna ask Jay. I was looking up there to see what day is it today.
We're gonna ask Jay Foreman. Look, this is the last day to ask him. We had to get your NFL picks in the next segment too because you won't be here.
Oh, DP, you missed it, man. He had a horrible week when you were gone.
My picks had COVID.
I had to bring him out. He didn't think I would go back. I listened to the podcast.
He was so excited for my picks, and all the teams got upset.
Well, we'll have to go through that. So next segment, we'll fix the College Bowl playoff situation or the bowl game situation, and we'll get Jay's picks for this busy week. This is a busy week, plus the semifinals. NCAA semifinals. We'll get those picks all from Jay Foreman up next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen, 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.